What is love at the highest vibration? And why is this important to our daily life? If we search on Google for what is love? Or kinds of love, the number of definitions available would amaze us. My ego likes the Greek definitions of love. Agape would be the highest kind of love, unconditional love. Eros concerns romantic love and eroticism. Philia, affection without romantic attraction. Philosha, self-love and self-esteem. Storge, instinctual love, for example, from the parents to the offspring. Pragma, love grounded in commitment and practical things. Ludus, playful and exciting love, such as flirting without the commitments of pragma or the passion of eros. Mania, obsessive love, in the sense of, for example, demanding constant reassurance or being too emotional dependent. An important takeaway is that love can happen in different dimensions. We can call those dimensions vibration levels. For our teaching, it is important to understand what love is at the highest vibration. Agape, unconditional love, is love at the highest vibration. Nonetheless, although ideal, this is not something tangible for most of us in our daily life. Our ego has difficulties applying or living by this concept. So, to make it simpler, the 12 archangels and the ascended masters teach us the opposite of love. The opposite of love at the highest vibration is fear. It is not hate, as most people guess. This is a fundamental teaching, and you should reflect on it. Everything of low vibration comes from a variation of fear, such as rudeness, unpoliteness, hate, revenge, fights, wars, criminality, lack, etc. Also, all the personal fears of change, of old age, despair, anxiety, depression, etc. Everything of high vibration comes from undiluted love, love at the highest vibration. Some examples: self-esteem, self-love, sincere generosity, creativity, confidence, fearlessness, patience, nature, mindfulness, abundance. This basic teaching is the basis for understanding what we are doing on Earth. What is our purpose, both as individuals and as collective? There is a connection between what happens to us and our vibrations. So, if we become a living beacon of high vibrations, our life becomes easier and more beautiful. And our personal reality changes even if the world context is chaotic. It is important to understand that raising our vibration should become part of us. It is the most relevant habit we can develop. In the next posts of this series, we will address how to raise your vibration. To keep up to date with the ideas we will be sharing, don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter, link on the bio. www.livingbipart.com